Hey, it's Dr. Gurr with another psychological podcast, and today's topic is on psychologists' weak ability to predict violent behavior. You know, it's the popular opinion that psychologists know when people are going to become violent because we know people's motivations. And in some cases, it's true because there's a history of violence that's pretty clear, and you could pretty much predict that given the circumstance, someone's been violent 22 times before, the next time that circumstance is there, they should be violent again. But there's that out-of-the-blue violence that, you know, we may not necessarily be able to pick up. I believe, however, that individuals who know somebody well enough could probably see the violence coming faster than somebody who was just meeting them for the first time. And so today I want to give you some of the qualities that are correlated with violence. They're not completely predictive. In other words, I can't say if you have all of these variables that you will become violent or you will become dangerous. I don't know. But when you look at violent individuals, many of these variables are present and many of these qualities are in the individual. So I'm going to give you them, but I'm going to warn you that I'm not saying, again, that if you have all of these or any of these, that that means that individual is definitely going to be violent. So given that warning, here's the list. So let's go back. The best predictor, obviously, of violent behavior in the future is violent behavior in the past. But then we have a few other little things there. So there are age issues, and violence tends to peak in late adolescence and early adulthood. So 17 to let's say 23, 24. Males are more violent than females. Individuals with lower intelligence are more violent than people with higher intelligence. And people who have some kind of psychiatric disorder, like a psychotic paranoid break, could become violent. Alcohol and drug abuse will potentially be correlated with violence. And personality disorders, psychopaths, sociopaths, the individuals who really think that laws don't apply to them and they can do as they wish and don't see people as equals. In fact, they may even see people as being less than that. Childhood experiences seem to relate to violent behavior, and they include sadistic or brutal treatment from parents, sexual victimization, behavioral problems and truancy while they were at school, childhood hyperactivity, and of course, juvenile delinquency. In terms of an individual's present functioning, you have to look at what they're doing to see if they are somewhat highly correlated with more violence. So, again, substance abuse is an issue. If an individual carries a weapon, a gun, a knife, a box cutter, they enjoy hurting animals, they're preoccupied with violence, they don't take responsibility for their problems. They blame on everybody else, it's everybody else's fault. They have detailed plans to commit violence. They make threats, indirect or direct. They have difficulty with anger. They engage in stalking behavior. They're paranoid. Or they're making, constant remarks, hateful remarks about other people's or other people or other groups. So these are just some of the variables and behaviors and qualities that are highly correlated with violence. And so my general rule of thumb is try to be around people who are not like this, who are a little bit more intact, who can handle their feelings and cope with stress, and are not obsessed with violence or guns, and are generally good to other people. If you know somebody who has qualities that make you concerned about their safety or the safety of others, I would suggest action is better than inaction. And I would suggest you speak to them and tell them to maybe look into seeking professional help. If you know their family well enough, speak to them and maybe you can get them to convince them to seek professional help. If you're a student in a school and you know of somebody who is potentially dangerous, I would suggest speaking to the guidance department or a teacher to alert somebody to what you're seeing and what you're concerned about. If you work in a company and there's a fellow worker who is making threats or who appears to be dangerous, I would speak to HR or somebody else in the organization who might be able to speak to this individual and assess whether they are really dangerous or not. Again, my belief is I'd rather be safer than sorry. I would rather have someone angry at me than believe that I did nothing and something horrible happened. Again, I know this is a brief summary. I hope this helps. Until next time, it's Dr. Howard Gurr, and you can see more about me at my website at drsgurr.com. Until next time, this is Dr. Gurr, and you can see more about me at my website at drsgurr.com.